And we're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio, joined now by Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, who really grinded out a victory today against the Valley Catholic Warriors. Your first win against Valley Catholic in 6 years. And at the start of the game in the first quarter, after that pass from Chad Dunsey, a long one to Devin Bader, you thought maybe there'd be points in this game. And then it just kind of, you know, stood still. What really happened to slow things down in that one?
I got to say, both defenses just played their tails off, man. I know ours did. I know theirs did. We're going to look at film and we're going to yell at our offensive linemen, but give their guys up front credit and give our guys up front credit, man. The defense has played a phenomenal game, and I love that. You know, I'd rather have a 7-6 game any day than a 55-50 or whatever. You know, our kids, both sides of the ball, they're hitting, they're cramping. You know, that's – people got their money's worth here, you know, and obviously I'm happy because we came out on top of this, but I don't think you could ask for a better football game, man. Both teams just got after it, and nobody gave up, you know, fight until the end, and that's kind of what high school ball is supposed to be about.
And on your side, a lot of guys that stepped up on defense, including Tyler Jenkins, man, who I know, who had a big play there on a Valley drive that gave you guys the football back, a couple interceptions by your guys in the secondary. Who do you think really stood out in this one?
Oh, man, I don't know if I can single anybody out. I'd have to look at film to tell you that, but as a group, you know, how do you get any better than that, holding a team like that to 6 points? That's 6 points in 2 weeks that this defense gave up. But we definitely, I'd be the first one to tell you, we didn't come in here thinking we'd hold them to six. And our kids just, you know, kind of challenged them and said, you know, they're gonna move the ball, they're gonna score, they're gonna do things. How are you gonna act? And kids stood up and played very well.
Offensively, even though there weren't any points in that second half, thought Logan Gegg really stepped up, especially running the football in the quarterback position. He had 8 carries for 47 yards at the very end. But how big was he to keep the offense moving and take some clock up?
Oh, that's huge. Just what you said there, taking the clock off. That was the biggest deal, man. We kept getting three and outs and negative yards, and I think Darian ended up with, well, he might have got positive yards because he had a couple of decent ones at the end there. But they were just stuffing us, and that's disheartening for one. Sorry, that's disheartening for one as an offense, but you know, their defense just kept getting fired up with it. And when Logan came in and we started plugging a little bit, and like you said, we got a couple first downs, and he actually, you know, got some yards out of it, and the clock went down. That was huge. You know, he missed a couple passes. He's the first one to tell you that, but everything else he did was great.
And I know you like to have a lot of different guys take snaps. I think there were probably four different guys that took a snap today. Changing up looks like that, was that a key going in, and how do you think it worked?
I think, you know, it could have worked better. We need more points out of it, but I think it worked well as far as trying to keep them off balance. You know, when you play these guys, you're playing very smart coaching staff, and we know that. So you got to give them different looks. You got to give them different things, and you got to give your kids a chance in the fight. So I thought we did that, but again, their defense just stepped up and played really hard, and bottom line was our kids held on long enough.
Relaying this into next week's game against Kennett, I mean, obviously the offense is what you want to work on, but what does that look like for you as far as, you know, fine-tuning things that you can get ready for next week?
Well, you know, and we'll tell the kids this on Monday. You know, it's not nothing to say tonight, but this is week two, you know, so hopefully we do get better. We've got to get better. We've got some conference and district opponents that coming up that we've got to score points on. So, yeah, we've got to get our offense going. We had an injury in the O-line coming into the game, but we still just made too many mistakes up front, and we got to clean that up.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win tonight.
Hey, thank you very much.
Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show as the St. Genevieve Dragons win 7-6 over Valley Catholic. We're back after this on Regional Radio.